Hebrews chapter 9, please. Hebrews chapter 9. And I want to speak to you just a moment about something. I won't be long. And I usually say that, and the people laugh at me, like, yeah, right, we know you. But something the Lord gave me today, and I want to talk to you about it. And Hebrews chapter 9, please. Hebrews 9. And hopefully my guy out here tallying everything is going to be ready in about 10 minutes, because that's what we need him to happen. So we'll see what happens there. But Hebrews chapter 9 today, I'm going to pray one more time and ask the Lord's blessing on this. Lord, help me now, please, Holy Spirit of God. And Lord, you know if I do it my way, if it's in my flesh, Lord, it's going to flop, it's going to fail, but I need you. I need your hand, I need your power upon this service right now. And God, for you to deliver the message that you have given to me for this morning. And I pray that you would do that, please. Help us. Help us to learn something today from your word and challenge us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 9. Now, I'm going to get to the scripture in just a moment, but I want to ask you about something. If you had something going on with your health that you didn't know what was happening. This happened to me last year. Okay, last year I didn't know what was going on. And I had to go, I went first of all to my regular doctor and I asked a question and he didn't have the answer and he gave me some suggestions. I went to an endocrinologist that I see regularly and she didn't have the answers and I ended up going to three other specialists asking questions. If you have an issue with your health, you want to find some answers and you want the truth. And you, what do you do when that happens? You make it a doctor's appointment, right? Don't you? You make a doctor's appointment and you plan and prepare for that appointment. You know what they do now? I don't know if this happens to you. They send me emails and they want me to pre-register at the doctor's office. I ask you to pre-register for a car show, but they want me to do that at the doctor's office. So I put them, give them my information. I answer a bunch of questions. I make sure I got my insurance card and all of that. And I prepare for an appointment that I've set. I have questions written down because this last year I had some weird things going on and I had to figure it out. I didn't know the answer, and I'm thankful that finally got to the right doctor. I had a pinched artery in my abdomen. I had to get that fixed and it was messing some things up. I'm thankful for doctors and for setting doctor's appointments and getting to them. I'm so thankful for that. And so what happens is I prepared for those appointments. I had some questions written down. I had some things I needed to know. I found out where the doctor was, who I was supposed to see, when it was supposed to be there, because I wasn't missing it. If you know about going to see specialists, sometimes it'd be 3 months out before you can get in, and you don't want to miss that appointment. It ain't happening there, right? If you had a surgery scheduled or something, 12 hours before, you got to prep for it. You got can't eat, or sometimes you got to take medicine for it. Maybe if you're going for a job interview, now. We need to teach the next generation how to do it right, okay? You gotta think about what you're wearing and look in the mirror before you go to a job interview, okay? Okay, all right. And you get your resume in order and you make sure that you got your ducks in a row, all right? I don't know about you, but it's hard to find good help anymore. And you want what happens is you're looking for people that represent themselves well, yes, at the job interview. Okay, I got two of you. All right. You are dead this morning. Come on. Okay, but listen, you prepare. You prepare. There's an appointment. There's a set time. Let's talk about selling a car. I think there's most people in here probably sold a car at a time or two. All right. What do? You get it shined up. You take the pictures of it. You clean out the inside, take the pictures of it, and you set an appointment with somebody that wants to see it. And you prepare for that. Right? You know, God, in His Word right here, we're about to read a verse. God said there's an appointment that I want you to know about and get prepared for. And most of us, oftentimes, for a long time in my life, I didn't even think about that. I didn't think about it. And yet, the Lord showed me that verse again this week and said, that's what I want you to focus on. There's an appointment that God wants us to see in here. Look at, if you would, in Hebrews 9, look at verse 27, please. And some of you don't have a Bible with you. I'll read it to you. But it's Hebrews 9 and verse 27. The Bible says here, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. It's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9, 27. The Lord put that in there specifically for a purpose. And I'm looking across this auditorium today and I'm seeing a lot of people that are great with details. And I look at them rides out there, wow, some great detail in there, and you're very detailed people. I can see it in your creations and in your restorations out there, and I'm thankful for that. It probably spills over into the rest of the life. You probably have some, you're detailed on a lot of things, okay? But are you paying attention and preparing for this appointment that God's told us about? God said there's an appointed time, and I want you to be ready for it. He says it's appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment. Now you say, that's kind of depressing, Pastor. I'm at a car show, and you're talking about dying. What's the deal? You know what I'm saying? It's part of life. It happens. Yeah, I don't understand folks that want to shy away from that, want to be scared of that. It's a part of life. We know it happens. All right? If you're born, you're bound to die. I mean, that happens. And Solomon said that. The Lord used him in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And he said, he talks about how there, I had it written down actually, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. And we know that. But here's the thing, we get ready for every other appointment in life, but then we leave that one to chance? That doesn't seem very responsible, does it? You don't want to leave what the end of life or what comes next to chance. God says you've got an appointment. It's once to die and then the judgment. And then the judgment. Wait a minute, judgment. Well, that sounds a little scary. Well, it's not scary if you're prepared. It's not scary if you're prepared for it. And that's the truth that God wants to bring out today, I believe. The judgment that it speaks about here in Hebrews chapter 9 is not scary if you're prepared. It's not scary for me to go to a doctor's appointment if I'm prepared for it and I got some questions. I want to know the truth. I want to know the answers. I want to know these things. And yet, here I ask you today, I'm going to ask you this question and I'm going to give you a little bit and I'll be done. Are you prepared for that appointment? I'm asking you, are you prepared individually for that appointment? I know the ladies in here, well, it said men, okay, I'm doing just fine. Well, it means mankind, okay? That's what it means in here, all right? But are you prepared? Yeah, physically, I think it's a good idea to get prepared. I think a man should think about, well, am I going to take care of my wife? Am I going to take care of my kids? Do I have some family I should prepare for? As a pastor, I help a lot of people through funerals, and it's so sad when somebody's dealing with grief, and then they have all the weight of all the decisions and finances, and they don't know anything. I think it's great when people take time to write some things down and prepare their family. But that's not the purpose of the message today. Spiritually, are you prepared for that appointment? Spiritually, are you prepared? You know, the Bible says several times, amen, the Lord's calling. He's calling you, buddy. Lord, can I reschedule the appointment? Okay, all right, I'm teasing. Amen. Okay. I'm sorry, I apologize. Let's move on. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Put it on vibrate. Did I put mine on vibrate? Hopefully I did. Yeah, it is. Okay, good. All right. Amos in the Old Testament, he warned Israel and he said this. He said, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Amos said that. He wasn't a little prophet. We call him one of the minor prophets because he had a short book. Revelation chapter 20, John the Apostle said this, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. Romans chapter 14, Paul tells the Christians in Rome, he says this, for we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And I give you that today to say there is an appointment, and the Bible tells us that we will all face the judgment. But it's not scary if you're prepared. If you're prepared. I don't mean to scare you this morning. You need, listen, let me just be very clear. Let me just be very clear for just a couple minutes here and I'll be done. You need to get saved. Saved. What does that mean, Pastor John? Saved. Well, let me tell you, if you were out in the ocean and there was a hurricane and you were just in the water, you'd sure hope some big boat come along and save you, wouldn't you? Yeah, I sure would. Come on. I mean, I like the ocean, but I don't want to drown. Listen, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. You and I are sinners. We know it. You can't deny that you're a sinner. You know what goes through your head and what goes through your heart sometimes. You're like, how in the world did that get in there? You know, nobody had to teach you how to lie or steal. It was just naturally you had an inkling to do that. Listen now, we're sinners. The Bible tells us we're sinners. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Listen. You need to get saved. You need to get saved. The Bible, that's a Bible terminology, and I want to just read you a couple verses. It says this. In 1 Thessalonians, it says this, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. It delivered means getting saved, all right? In Ephesians 2, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. 1 Corinthians 15, let me read this. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. And he goes on to say this, the gospel. He said, I'm delivering you the gospel. And he says it's these three things. How that Christ died for your sins, according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And what getting saved means is it's believing. By faith, it says it. We believe that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. And what is that? Why would He do that? Because sin deserves death. Sin deserves a judgment. The Bible talks about hell, and Jesus warned people often, don't go there, where the worm dieth not. Where the smoke ascends forever. And he says, you don't want to go there. He says, wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction, but straight and narrow is the gate that leadeth to the kingdom of heaven. That's what he's talking about in here. You need to get saved. I'm gonna say this. Listen, and again, we'll be done. Are you prepared for that appointed time? It's appointed unto men once to die and then the judgment. Are you prepared? I wonder, have you believed that truth that Jesus took your place and died on the cross? The Bible calls it a substitutionary sacrifice. When it's describing there, Jesus took the place of the sinner and he paid that. You say, He did that years ago. That's already cared for. Yes, but it has to be put on your account. It has to be applied to you when you believe. And that's what the Bible says. For by grace are ye saved through faith. It doesn't say through going to church. It doesn't say through being a good person. It doesn't say getting saved by helping somebody every once in a while. It says through faith. Are you prepared for that appointment? I would say if I asked, well, let me just take a raise of hands real quick, because I'm saved and I'm proud of it. I'm thankful I'm saved. And maybe you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for His death, burial, and resurrection before this, and you've personally asked Him to save you. Would you raise a hand with testimony? Say, I've done that. Praise God. Yeah, I've done that. Hallelujah. Listen now. But there might be some in here that never have done that. And it is not my intention at all to embarrass anybody or to call you out or anything. But I wonder if you just bow your head with me right now. Let's everybody bow our heads together. If you believe that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again for your salvation, then ask Him to save you. He's alive. He rose again, and He can save you. You could pray the Lord, right? Lord, I pray You'd help us right now. Please help us on this. Holy Spirit, help us right now in this setting, please. You could pray out to the Lord, and you could say, Lord, I believe that I'm a sinner, and I need You. You could pray right now. You could say, Lord, I believe You died on the cross. You were buried and You rose again, and You did that for me. And I'm asking You, please, to save my soul. Thank You, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Now I'm going to ask you to bow your heads for a minute, just for, and we'll be done. Listen, I wonder if you just prayed that. If you're serious on this thing, the Lord says, well, recognize it. I wonder, with heads bowed and eyes closed, before God, not before everybody else, but before God, you'd raise a hand and say, I just prayed that to the Lord right now. I just asked the Lord. I see that hand. Yeah. I see that hand back there. I see those hands. Yeah. Listen now, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Many hands. That's the truth. If you believe, I see that hand in the back. Thank you. I see that hand. Yes, many hands are going up. Listen, you have to believe and you've got to ask. It's not about being in church here. It's not about putting money in a plate, or it's not about coming to a car show. It's not about any of that stuff. It's about believing. Do you believe and did you ask? If I can, everybody look up here at me, please. If all of that truth is found right here in the Scriptures, right here. It is my responsibility as a preacher of the gospel to know this book and to give the truth. And the Lord asked me to give that to you today. If I can help you after that, listen now, if I can help you further, please come see me after, when you get your lunch, okay? Get your hot dog, but then come see me, all right? If I can help you. John Kidwell, would you stand, please? Can I have some deacons? I got some deacons in here. Can you stand? I got one back here, and I got another one back here, and I got one over here. Brother Shank, would you stand? Here's some men that can help you. Ladies, their wives are sitting next to them. They can help you. If you have some questions, maybe you want to find out more about that, they can help you. And I want to, there's so many more in here. Thank you very much. They can help you now. And I had one, I believe, Brother June was up there. He was standing. I'm sorry, I missed you, Brother June. And they can help you. And I want to be able to help you. So let's move on. Did Brother Williams get me my stuff yet? Did I get the tallies yet? She's got, oh, Mrs. Grant's got it. All right. Thank you very much. All right. We got to find this out. Let me pray one more time, and then we'll go to the winners. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Lord, thank you for those that have just trusted you and asked you to save them. Lord, the most important day of their life, Lord, understanding for eternity, I'll be in heaven with the Lord and not hell. And I thank you for that truth today, that warning from the Scripture, and the fact that we can trust you and get saved. Thank you that it's not difficult, and that, Lord, you gave us the exact truth from the Scripture. Oh, I'm so thankful for that. Pray for those that raise their hand, Lord. And maybe if they have more questions, they'd come ask me and talk to me about it. I'd be glad to help them. Thank you now. Help us now as we go through the wards. And may you be glorified, Jesus, in your precious name. Amen. All right. Wonderful. Thank you. And we got that. All right. Fantastic. As we